COMAP Early Science, 7. Prospects for CO Intensity Mapping at Reionization, by Patrick C. Breyers et al. We introduce CARMAP EOR, the next generation of the Carbon Monoxide Mapping Array project aimed at extending county intensity mapping to the epoch of reionization. CARMAP EOR supplements the existing 30 GHz CARMAP Pathfinder with two additional 30 GHz instruments and a new 16 GHz receiver. This combination of frequencies will be able to simultaneously map CO1O and CO2-1 at reionization redshifts, Z approximatorate light year 5 to 8, in addition to providing a significant boost to the Z approximatorate light year 3 sensitivity of the Pathfinder. We examine a set of existing models of the EORCO signal and find power spectra spanning several orders of magnitude, highlighting our extreme ignorance about this period of cosmic history and the value of the CARMAP EOR measurement. We carry out the most detailed forecast to date of an intensity mapping cross-correlation and find that 5 out of the 6 models we consider yield signal-to-noise ratios, S, N, GTRSI meter 20 for CARMAP EOR, with the brightest reaching AS, N above 400. We show that, for these models, CARMAP EOR can make a detailed measurement of the cosmic molecular gas history from Z approximatorate light year 2 to 8, as well as probe the population of faint, star-forming galaxies predicted by these models to be undetectable by traditional surveys. We show that, for the single model that does not predict numerous faint emitters, a CARMAP EOR type measurement is required to rule out their existence. We briefly explore prospects for a third-generation expanded reionization array, CARMAP ERA, capable of detecting the faintest models and characterizing the brightest signals in extreme detail. This was COMAP Early Science, 7. Prospects for CO Intensity Mapping at Reionization, by Patrick C. Breyers et al.